The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hear God's holy word as it is recorded in the Epistle of St. James, in the 3rd chapter. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word by which you lead and guide us every day to live as your own here on earth, and especially as we are preparing for the calling in your church. Lord Heavenly Father, grant us your Holy Spirit, that he will grant us the wisdom from above, the wisdom which fears you above all and seeks to please you here and forever. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are talking about the wise manager this week. The manager who has been gifted by his master, who departs and whom he takes care of there where he places him. Now, in the junior class, we have now heard the way how God establishes all his chief articles so that we would be very clear about what he wants of us, what his holy will is, and then also what he has given us so that we would not feel at a loss, but rather well equipped for the task that he expects of us. And he has given us the wonderful means of prayer by which we can ask and it will be given to us. So he really wants us to be very confident, to walk with great trust and even joy, because we know what our Lord and Master wants. We know that he has richly equipped us, and we know that he would not give us a scorpion when we ask him for a fish. You know that on Monday we had a church council meeting, and again we discussed how young pastors out in the field often have got great doubts and questions. What am I supposed to do? Or, I did not know that. Or, is that really expected of me as a pastor? No. The questions which are attached here are not very difficult ones. It is rather those things which we already learn as confirmants. And I remember my teacher telling us many years back, he used to say, you know, very often we ask questions like that, not because we don't know, but because we want to dodge obedience. Because we don't want to say, yes, Lord, I do it this way. We disagree and we want to follow our own ways and therefore say, oh, I did not know that. We feign ignorance. Do you remember that unfaithful servant who said to the Lord, I knew you are a harsh housekeeper. You gather where you have not sown. And then the Lord says to him, oh, you are unfaithful and bad servant, because you knew what to do and you didn't do it. Like the son whom the father says, please, my son, go do this. And he says, yes, I'll do it. And he did not go. Where Jesus says, it's much worse than the one who said, I will not go. And then he did it anyway. Of course, the one who did it anyway is the one whom Jesus wants us to follow. My dear friends, the whole Bible is full of examples of good and wise managers. In class we thought about Joseph. Now there is a wise and God-gifted manager who, although he was a slave, lived in faithful obedience to the good ways of his father in heaven, and who did wonderful miracles and wonders for those pagan people in Egypt. Of course, that was part of God's plan, who wanted to help not only the Egyptians, not only the people around Egypt, but even his very own chosen from the land of Israel. My dear friends, we often think it is great and astonishing things that God expects of us. Now, don't think that you should first be promoted to be just below Pharaoh before you start being obedient and faithful to the ways of the Lord. You remember what Mfundi Simthambo said yesterday here? Who is faithful in small and little things will be entrusted to the big things and the real stuff. Don't think that coming to morning prayer is just a little thing. When I am entrusted of the big mission festival of 10,000 people, then I will be faithful and I will stand in front and I will pray with all the rest. But now for these little things I will sleep. Who does this in little things will do it in great things. He will not even be entrusted with the big things. If you think the little test, I don't need to learn, again and again I fail, don't think that then I will do it when the big exam comes. Then I will pull up my socks and then I will write every answer 100%. Forget it. It doesn't work that way. Who is not faithful in small things is also going to be unfaithful in the big things. Therefore, dedicate yourself to the small things which are entrusted to you. See it as the little steps which God is leading you to equip you for those things which are coming. There was a time when I told you here the example of the Japanese, when they take care of a little patch, only a few square meters, and they harrow it with a harrow, making little signs in there, making them just 100% right. Something like Emily sweeping the whole premises here. Now, even old and wise men do this practice, and they do it constantly. Just like preparing a cup of tea. It is a whole ceremony. And I advise you, just if you are interested, look up the tea ceremony in Japan. It must be just 100% right. Now this is for me very impressive, because I think it shows you the love of detail. If you read God's word from the Old Testament, how he takes care of dressing up his priests, of making sure that they know exactly what to do and what not to do when they serve in the house of the Lord, then you can understand how we, who have got much greater gifts, because we've got the word of the living God, we have got the most precious gifts in body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ to take care of. Now, should we not be more attentive than the Japanese for just a cup of tea? We who have got the new gifts of Jesus Christ in all clarity, should we not be much more careful and dedicated and eager and passionate even to serve the Lord than those priests did of old? Of course, yes. Therefore, let us hear what our Lord says this morning through the Apostle James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by a good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, we could say obedient, faithful, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Let us come to the Lord, confessing our sins and expecting from Him the grace of working in His kingdom with wisdom that comes from above, from Himself. Amen. And the peace of our Lord, which passes all understanding, bless and keep you now and forever.